I have a live connection to Donna Kemper, certified clinical hypnotherapist of the Innovative Hypnotherapy Center in New Haven, Connecticut. Let's first make sure that we have a good connection. So, hi, Donna.
Hi, Suzette. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you so much for being on today's show.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. It's really a pleasure and a privilege.
I would like to start with you sharing with me a little bit about your life story and why you became interested in hypnotherapy.
Oh, okay. Well, it started very young, actually, when I read an article about a woman who was able to go through labor with hypnosis as her anesthesia, and she felt like she was going through a walk in the park. I even wrote a paper on the subject in junior high school, so little did I know that a seed was planted at that time. But the next significant event was probably 10 or so years later, as a young adult, when I took an adult ed class at a community college entitled Self-Hypnosis for Self-Improvement. I remember being blown away when one woman in the class, whose issue was weight loss, had been practicing the techniques of self-hypnosis using the phrase, "I no longer need, crave, or desire fats, sweets, and starches. They are disgusting, nauseating, hazardous to my health," something to that effect. At the next class, she reported that she'd been at a party and was eating an hors d'oeuvre. She wasn't even aware of what she was eating until somebody said, "Oh, aren't those potato puffs good?" And suddenly she choked and instinctively spit it out. She was responding to the post-hypnotic suggestions involuntarily. So I remember thinking at that time that this might be the career for me. But at the time, I was newly married. We needed the income that my current job was providing. So the timing just wasn't there. And looking back, I probably wasn't even mature enough at the time to handle it.
Wow. Interesting story. But yeah, very captivating it is, you know, hypnotherapy, hypnosis, all of these type of things. Now, you also have learned other modalities to complement your hypnotherapy. So maybe you can tell us a little bit more about, your entire journey. I guess you went to study afterwards in hypnotherapy.
So I was working as a computer programmer, never feeling like that's what I was put on this earth to do, but you know, it was a good job, it paid the bills, it afforded me, you know, some luxuries like travel, car, condo, all of that stuff. But I didn't believe I had skills to do anything else. So one day I'm sitting at my desk at work reading a Holistic Health Association bulletin, and in it was an ad for hypnotherapist. I looked at that ad, I said, that's it, that's what I want to do. I knew nothing about how you go about making that happen, but I found out, and I investigated schools all over the country, and then I found the school that sung to me out in Santa Rosa area of California, and they were having a three-week intensive coming up, and I thought, oh my, how am I going to get 3 weeks in a row off of work? I had the accrued vacation time, but that was a big chunk of time to take off at one time, and they said yes. And everything
Wow.
just fell into place.
It's amazing when things fall into place when you're supposed to go in a certain direction.
Exactly. It just validated what I was feeling. And the urge and the pull was just so strong. And there's really something very magical about the whole thing.
And so you've been doing hypnotherapy for quite a while now.
This goes back to 1990. That's when I began. I guess it was a midlife crisis. I was turning 40 and thinking, oh, is this my destiny to sit at this desk and talk to a computer the rest of my life? Not what I wanted to do.
And you also opened up a center as well.
So when I got back from hypnotherapy school, I started getting nervous thinking, well, yeah, it works great on the people that sat through the same lectures that I did and that we've been practicing together. But, you know, they knew how it was, quote, supposed to work, unquote. So I wasn't sure how this was going to translate to the unknowing public. So I just put it out there to everybody I knew that I had taken this training, I needed practice, I was offering free sessions to anyone who wanted one. Fortunately, I had a long line of guinea pigs. And I just practiced until I realized I wasn't shaking in my shoes before the person was coming in. And then I decided I can hang out the shingle now.
Mm, wonderful.
That was in the Princeton, New Jersey area. And but lately, for the past 20 years, I've been living in Connecticut. And so that's where I've been practicing.
Mm, wonderful, wonderful. And you've learned other modalities as well to complement this hypnotherapy.
Exactly. So 12 years later, I was guided, divinely guided, to hear an energy medicine practitioner or healer lecture or give a workshop in Miami. And I sat through and was watching Donna Eden, powerful, wonderful woman. She's written 3 books now, Energy Medicine for Women, and The Energies of Love. And I was listening in awe, realizing this is the missing piece to my practice that I wasn't even aware was missing. So I started following her around wherever she was teaching, and eventually she developed a certification program. I was invited to be one of the core faculty members of that program, so I've been very involved in that for, 14 years now. Mm. And then through that, I also added the energy psychology piece, the EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, which is a wonderful way to literally zap out anxiety, stress, negative residue of old traumas in a very short time. So I find that blending all three, if the client is open to it, is really a fabulous formula for success in helping people overcome their issues.
What is the difference between hypnosis and hypnotherapy?
Well, hypnosis is the actual induction of a state of consciousness in which a person relaxes to the point that the critical factor or the analytical part of the brain is bypassed, rendering the person to be highly responsive to suggestion or direction. So its use in therapy typically is to recover suppressed memories, to allow modifications of behavior by suggestion. It's a very old modality. Now, hypnotherapy is using that vehicle of hypnosis to relax the person and in order to locate the core event contributing to the behavior or patterns that need to be changed.
Yes, it's actually very, very clear. And so when we look at hypnosis in general, what are the dangers exactly?
Well, the dangers is that anyone can learn how to hypnotize somebody. That's kind of the easy part, to induce trance. But then what to do, how to guide the person once they're there. Because some people have very severe, serious traumas in their past. And if that comes up to the forefront and you don't know how to, you know, guide them through it, then you can leave them in a very upset state of being. So that's the only danger, the main danger as I see it.
So in other words, people need to really have a highly qualified hypnotherapist to do work with them so that they can, actually let go of the belief systems and the things that they need to transform within themselves, and also to go visit those places that need visiting.
Exactly, exactly. You need an experienced practitioner to take you to those places, somebody who's going to make you feel safe, because sometimes those are very scary places, and that can help you release the negative residue of trauma attached to those incidences.
And if someone tries to influence you with hypnosis, who's not a hypnotherapist, is there anything you can do to stop them from doing that?
Oh, you can totally resist, all right? You are fully able to resist hypnosis. In fact, I have clients that come in with a chip on the shoulder, like, I dare you to hypnotize me. which is kind of ironic because here they are coming to my office and paying me to hypnotize them. But if somebody would suggest something to you that is not of your nature, is not within your morals, you wouldn't do it. You would snap yourself right out, and you have the ability to do that. And I always give the suggestion, if I say or do anything that makes you uncomfortable, you are to let me know immediately. I tell them that, you know, you would be able to open your eyes and get out of this at any time if you're at all uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. And I've also read somewhere that if people do try to use hypnosis, the trick is, first of all, they try to lull people into just listening to their voice. So just interrupting the voice would then prevent them from even getting anywhere with that, from what
I
understand.
Yes, probably.
Now, how does hypnotherapy compare to regular therapy?
Good question. Well, in regular talk therapy, the idea is to try to make logical sense out of behaviors or patterns that aren't coming from any rational place, but they come from an emotional place. So in talk therapy, communicating on a conscious level, that's all stemming from the ego mind, the analytical part of the mind. But since the source of the upset or the unwanted behavior comes from an emotional place, then we need to access the part of the mind that governs our emotions. And that is the subconscious mind. In fact, if you think of the word emotions, energy in motion. When emotions aren't safely or adequately discharged at the time of the originating incident, then they become stored in the body. Then years later, something happens that is reminiscent of that old wound, and it triggers a response that often seems inappropriate to that situation.
Very, very interesting indeed. And so hypnotherapy, in other words, really allows you to go much easier and quicker into the subconscious mind.
You could move mountains in a short time with hypnotherapy.
Wonderful.
I've had people say to me, wow, I was in therapy, for 4 years and, haven't achieved this level of relief that we got here in one session.
And without naming any names, can you give us an example of how hypnotherapy has changed some of these people's lives that you're talking about?
Well, the obvious ones are people who have quit smoking and have given themselves a new lease on life, probably added years to their lives, added to their energy and vitality, or people who have eliminated a fear of flying that can now get on an airplane and travel the world. Or people who need dental work and have a terrible fear of the dentist and have gotten over that and can get relief in their mouth. But something that happened recently, I had a client, let's call her Rose, and she suffered a trauma as a teenager when her beloved older sister was murdered. The family wouldn't talk about it, and she had no outlet for her grief and her anger. She felt emotionally abandoned by her parents. She didn't feel safe. After all, she reasoned if it could happen to her sister, it could happen to her. So her world, as she knew it, was totally turned upside down. She had no place to turn. So now fast forward 30-some years later, she's a married adult, she has 3 grown children, and she was having a lot of trouble trying to figure out who she was and what she wanted. She totally lacked direction. So in hypnosis, she was able to have a communication with her parents on this etheric plane, not in person, about how she suffered as a result of the way they handled that situation. And in fact, she was able to fire her parents as they weren't doing a good job in parenting her and send them to parenting school. And then what we do is we build an ideal inner family to create a sense of security and safety that perhaps was missing in the youth, and so clearly it was missing in her youth. And she really connected to that, and she felt happier, she felt more secure, that experienced open lines of communication with her husband. She had been blaming him for a lot of her distress because they had moved so often because of all his job changes. She just feels like a different person now.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful. And such a great example of, how this can actually transform and change someone's life. And all the years that you've been doing this, I'm sure that you've been really assisting a lot of people to transform.
Well, you know what? Everybody has a story. Everybody has something in their past that they've never quite resolved.
So, Donna.
Yes.
Tell us a little more about the special gift you have for us today.
Well, I've been thinking about this a lot. Of course, my original thought was to give you a special gift of an induction into a relaxation, and then realized that wouldn't be appropriate in case people were driving or multitasking as they're listening to your program. But I thought that I could tell you how you can program your own subconscious mind to get solutions to problems that you might be dealing with. Does that sound good?
That sounds very good and very practical as well.
Okay.
So I will be listening closely.
So maybe you're trying to find a solution to a problem, like should I stay in this relationship? Should I shift to a new career? Is this the house for me? Or maybe it's a physical problem. Do I have time to share a quick story?
Sure.
So my sister was dealing with tennis elbow and going through all the traditional treatments like cortisone shots and ultrasound treatments. And she was getting ready to go for another round of those. I said, wait, before you do that. And she lived in another state, so I couldn't be with her and hypnotize her. So I said, ask your subconscious mind, when you go to sleep at night, ask for a dream to heal your condition or to give you what you need to heal the condition. Put something in your own words, but ask for what you want. And I said, but you have to ask every night. You never know when you might get the dream. She called me the next morning and described this very elaborate dream that she had that she remembered. And she said, and I woke up this morning pain-free. So I was like, whoa.
Mm.
So pretty impressive, right? So
absolutely.
All you have to do is during the day start to prep yourself by saying, tonight my subconscious mind gives me a dream to heal my pain, to tell me if this is the right relationship, if I should stay in this relationship, whatever the issue is. And then when you get in bed at night, say, subconscious mind, please give me a dream to help me find the solution to this problem, you know, or to heal this pain or heal this condition. And again, I would say ask for it every night. You can also ask that you will remember the dream, that you will understand the dream. Sometimes people do, sometimes they don't. But if they get the message or they get the healing, it doesn't really matter.
Mm, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I will definitely try this technique. So, yes, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing this with us.
You're welcome.
And if people want to find out more about you and your services, where should they go?
Well, my website is donnakemper.com. So they can see more about me and the modalities that I do. My telephone number here in Connecticut is 203-387-0750. And my email address is donnakemper@gmail.com. So I welcome inquiries. There are, of course, practitioners of all these modalities in Canada. And, you know, I could maybe direct you to a directory, or maybe I know somebody in your area. So feel free to contact me.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Donna, for sharing your wisdom on hypnotherapy and hypnosis, and also on demonstrating to us how valuable this actually can be in our lives.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for giving me the time to share it. I want the whole world to know about it.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot, Donna.